Riddle Tourniquet, Episode 6.
Attention! Welcome to each and every one of you. I know some of you came a long way to be here, and we will not disappoint you this evening. Watching us from above is our illustrious guest of honor, who I know you're all anxious to meet. It and I have been working together for the past month to improve its frankly astounding abilities. I think you're going to like what you see. Now, I appreciate the restraint each of you are showing in this room. Many of you have had disagreements with each other, spanning generations. It's the Cabal life, we all understand it. We also know that today's guest of honor is a very big deal, especially since it intends to offer its services to the winner of the auction this evening. Of course, many of you have your doubts, but our guest of honor would like to prove it is no longer a rogue agent. It intends to work within our system and obey our rules, as I have. I've worked with many of you. You know me. I do not take your trust lightly. Neither does our guest. And now for a demonstration. Trisha, would you take the stage, please?
Hello, everyone. Annette, thank you for inviting me.
Ah, look at you. Such confidence after meeting with our guest. Would you synchronize your watch with my tablet? Everyone will want to see your vitals.
Of course. It's not syncing?
No, you have to press the dots, then pair.
Got it.
Excellent. Heart rate 65, blood pressure is 120 over 70. Fantastic. Boom!
Okay.
Please. Take a seat in this small amusement machine. Buckle yourself in for safety.
Can do.
This crude device is intended to simulate a 5 mile per hour impact. It was originally developed to convince teenagers not to drink and drive. Completely pointless. A scam for siphoning money from federal funding. Until today. Trisha, could you describe for the audience how you're feeling right now?
Well, the seat's not very comfortable. What the heck?
As you can see, her heart rate remains 65, and her blood pressure continues at 120 over 70. This machine was called Scared Straight, but when the writer entirely lacks fear, it's useless. Thank you, Trisha. You may step out now.
You said you'd warn me before you turned it on.
I did warn you things would be a little different. For science. One last thing, Trisha. On the table by the lectern, I've left an iron. Would you tap its bottom for me? Twice, please.
What are you... No!
And why not?
It's plugged in, right there.
So what does that mean?
It's hot.
Fantastic. While an individual without fear may no longer have a fear response, they still remember what can cause them harm. Anything new, however, you know. Thank you, Trisha, for the demonstration.
I'm not doing this again.
There she goes. And don't be alarmed. We have her assigned to an excellent psychologist who will help her redevelop what our guest has eaten. Now, our distinguished guest and I have been practicing on a range of subjects over the past month. And our thanks to each of the Cabals who provided our volunteers. After removing a subject's fear, we started with safely waterboarding them, which I'm pleased to say did not result in a single panic attack. Without fear or shame, each subject felt entirely justified in whatever task they were rewarded for doing. They did not anticipate any repercussions for their actions. Or we can go the other way. Without fear or empathy, subjects have no gut feelings warning them against suspicious offers. They become ridiculously easy to exploit. Do you have a product you want to sell? Do you have a militia you want to operate without ethics? Do you have a union you want to break? Do you control a nation you want subservient? Our guest services can be yours. Everyone is self-conscious about themselves. They have something in their minds they do not want. Our guest can take it from them and leave them exactly as you want them. Tonight, we bid on its first job. Will it be for you? Please enjoy our refreshments. Peruse the portfolios I left on your seats. Watch the videos of our tests. I'll be here all day to answer any questions you have. We'll begin the auction after dinner tonight. I've taken enough of your time.
Excellent introduction.
Thank you, Rockstead.
I wanted to remind you that you and the Mammon still owe me a considerable debt.
For what? We paid your ransom.
The additional security I had to install because of you.
Out with it.
Give your distinguished guest to me.
Why?
I can keep it entertained.
You couldn't keep me entertained. Why do you think I took contracts with the Mammons?
I have a unique place for it in my organization.
What organization? There's only you, and you're not beholden to any deity. You are, as the kids say, a fan. You're an otaku for cabal business.
I'm highly invested in the goings-on in our political and spiritual scenes.
Cash isn't skin in the game. Our guest services are for sale. Our guest is not.
It could be.
It can hear you, especially whatever you say to me.
God or man, everyone wants their needs satisfied. I am uniquely skilled in that.
You couldn't get a date in a dive bar.
We'll see how the bidding goes tonight.
I look forward to your offer. Goodbye.
Enjoy having something of value for once.
So, hello.
There you are. I was disappointed not to see you in the audience.
We're not here to bid.
Of course you aren't. You don't have any money. How'd you get by the checkpoints?
They didn't scan us that hard.
I'll have to get them better wards. Ed, arms up. Let me check you.
No firearms, no explosives. I didn't even bring my ID.
Then what good are you?
We heard your talk. Are you committing war crimes again?
How can they be crimes if the police are helping me with them?
Nuremberg, eat your heart out.
I don't suppose there are any mental health orgs bidding today.
There could be. You could step in and find out.
Security's better in there?
You've no idea. Very well. Here are a couple passes. See, I even put your names on them.
Why?
You've got to be more specific.
Training hunger on actual people?
It's eating fewer of them now. I consider that better than your track record.
Did you at least send it to any, say, scientific institutions to figure out how the brain actually works? What concepts it's built from? No?
And how would our guests do that ethically? Please, remove my coordination. I guess I can learn that again.
Jury's still out on that.
All my subjects are in therapy to rebuild everything our guest has removed. The brain is malleable. It can relearn.
And be eaten again.
Our guest really likes that concept.
I should toss you down this stairwell.
But you won't. You have a good sense of your priorities. You're not here to see me.
But you're always a bonus, hon. Have you noticed that the air's heavier up here?
You would catch on to that.
Am I missing something?
Always. As long as I've known you.
Hunger's here.
Don't call me that.
Okay. Sorry to hurt your divine feelings?
I understand you want to empathize with me, but it's a little late now.
Did something happen to your voice?
You sound like Clyde.
He was the first person I ate, so I'm told. I don't remember much from then.
Look at you, all grown up.
I've eaten well. It turns out that entire humans are bad for me. They kept me overburdened and childlike.
Brain food and memories were its perfect diet. You've nothing to worry about.
Lovely. Well, I'm waiting.
For what?
Let's start with an apology.
I'm sorry I detransitioned you. I'm sorry for shaping you into a wisp.
No. No, 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 no. You don't get off with a simple I'm sorry. You killed hundreds. You traumatized just as many. You are a monster. You may talk and justify your own actions, but you are still reprehensible. You haven't changed a bit since I last saw you. Wait, no. You did have a moment when you wanted to change. When you were starving in the sky deck.
Jenny, please.
Now you have the world on your doorstep, begging you to be the worst version of yourself you can be. And I accept that.
You what?
You won't change. We get that.
You're consistent. You know what you want.
Is this some kind of reverse psychology? I don't appreciate when people talk down to me.
I am 100% serious. You do you. Now, I hate it. I loathe that you won't change. But that's on me. It's my burden. I want you doing what you want to do.
That's a 180. But thanks. You helped me through my growing process, too. You said to listen to people, and I am.
That's perfect.
You listen to them so you don't have to exert yourself before dinner.
I am full of memories of everyone I've eaten. Vague, but a lot. I can almost understand a few languages now. Some say I'm closer to you than a god.
No one says that.
I heard them say it! But I'm working on that. The more I eat, the more I grow beyond myself.
That's super, because we've got a proposition for you.
You're gonna love this.
All right.
We want you to eat everybody here.
I don't think you know what you're asking.
Every Cabal member in that ballroom.
Jenny, I thought you summoned Aradia to get back in with them.
I wanted to be a player again. I say obliterating a room full of Cabal folks makes a pretty big splash.
I'm not eating my business partners. Shame on you.
Imagine the feast. You'll never know a better one.
And then what do I eat tomorrow? I don't want to get hounded and chained by the Duke again.
You were fine working outside of major population centers.
For crying out loud, that's not going to happen.
So what's stopping it?
Enough of this.
I know you want to eat them. Every Cabal member, rich in power and knowledge.
Go home. Take Aradia with you. If you've come to change my mind, you can't. You're absolutely right. You can't change me. And with what I'm being offered tonight, you can't compare to be named in the Pantheon.
Don't tell them.
Fine. Annette said you brought Aradia into this world. Twice. So you could be a player. Well, you can't. You're done. You're over. Nobody cares. Go home.
Let her stay. You're right. She's done. She wants a chance to mingle with her former colleagues for the last time. I'll give her that. What harm is there in letting her stay?
Fine. Enjoy your food, Jenny. I'll be enjoying mine.
Pleasure to meet again. Hunger.
Don't call me that. Of all people, you should know how much dead names hurt.
What do you want me to call you?
You'll know before the day's out.
Don't tell them anymore.
Later, honored guest.
I have some extra portfolios if you want to read them.
I'm good.
Same.
Enjoy the party. Between you and I, I'm very proud of our guest of honor. Very proud.
All right. There's a reason Hunger's not eating the Cabals.
I'm betting on an artifact.
Yep. This crew wouldn't be here without thorough protection from Hunger and each other.
checking the Passover. It doesn't appear to have anything mystical in it.
There could be something that protects anyone with an RF tag.
No idea. Everyone's drinking in there. Someone's gotta have a loose tongue.
Right. We learn what the artifact is, find where they're keeping it, and deactivate it. Boom. Honored guest gets the munchies, and our problems are, well, not solved, but, you know.
Annette won't be protected.
I don't know. Worst case, we find nothing. Stay to the end, see who wins the bid. Stop them later.
Always a new day. Always a new battle.
Let's do it.
Hang on. Let's split up.
This better be good.
There's representatives from dozens of cabals here. They're gonna keep low to prevent another war from breaking out. We should be considered generally harmless.
Until we learn about the artifact, if it is an artifact.
Either of us learns something, we'll excuse ourselves and meet outside.
Okay, but stay in my sight.
You too.
Good. We're gonna end up with a bloodbath in there, whatever we do.
It's too good for them, with everything they've done.
I know. I used to work with them. Against them. You know.
If you were still a mammon, I'd have you eaten too.
Could we understand each other?
Yeah. Let's rock.
Later, Gator.
Later. Excuse me. Hey, how you doing? Oh, hey!
What are you doing here?
Got a free day pass.
Ah, you've come to see the winning bid.
And enjoy the shrimp cocktail?
We have real food here, not whatever passes for it at the supermarket.
Hey, as long as everybody else is eating it, I'm good.
I really don't care what the Whisper Network is leaking about the winning bid. You know what can stop our guest. Our guest. That's it.
Ah, so you don't have any god-stopping artifacts on you?
Feel free to inspect me, security did. I don't have a single artifact on me. I don't need one.
So our guest is on its best behavior, then?
Oh, you don't know. You have no idea at all. Well, I'm not wasting any more time on you. Good day.
Good day.
Now look at her over there. Like nothing's happening. I know. How dare she bring Aradia in here?
Huh.
Well, if she makes a scene, it's all the more reason to destroy her. Maybe Aradia's bound to something on Jenny. Her watch? Her phone? Yeah, I'll let security break them and see what happens.
Oh dear.
Don't go any further, Ed.
Huh? Do the taxpayers of Seattle know the police union's here?
You're not walking out of here.
I have a pass.
I have a warrant.
In a room full of supervillains. Like any of them care about the law in here.
No one will object to us removing you.
Ask the guest of honor.
You don't know.
Apparently not.
Take him in.
What?
Don't make a scene. I'll bring her the message.
Absolutely not.
Just give us the opportunity.
You're not speaking with Aradia.
We know your feelings on the guest of honor.
Exactly why I don't want another.
That's not up to you.
She can jump in anytime, and she hasn't.
A second godling could keep our guest in check.
Or become best buds. I don't want to think about that either.
Ginny. Hi.
Oh, great. Cops. Look, I don't care. You're not speaking with Aradia.
Ed is waiting downstairs for you.
So why'd he send you?
Professional courtesy.
You know what? I like being in public here with everybody watching.
You're not the problem.
Who the heck cares if Aradia is here?
Some of the other guests.
Well, let's ask her. You feel like leaving Aradia? Sorry, I'm stuck in place. You'll have to move the whole skyscraper to move me.
Take it. This call's for you.
Sure?
Jenny, leave. Now.
Are you okay?
It's So far, they've got me.
Ed's a big boy. He can handle himself.
No, I'm serious. Leave now.
I think she wants me to stay.
You're being played.
By who?
Aradia. This is her big moment in the spotlight, and she's willing to risk you.
What spotlight?
They're all here, with their cabals. They intend to name and bless Hunger after the auction tonight. They're letting it in the Pantheon.
All of them?
Every cabal has their own patron deity here. The Duke, Mammon, everybody. Why do you think Hunger isn't trying anything? There aren't any artifacts. Hunger wants them to like it.
And they all hate Aradia.
They're gonna try to break her binding object.
Follow Ed's advice. Walk out.
Excuse me! The divine being Aradia demands a seat at these proceedings. As the mother of our honored guest, she requests the opportunity to name it. I also demand an auction paddle. Yeah, I didn't think that was gonna work. Can I run now? Hey, Aradia. I really need a miracle. I'm gonna jump down the center of this stairwell. 30 stories up. Make sure I reach the bottom alive. Thanks. I deserved that.
Well, congrats. She's disappeared.
Why did you want her gone anyway?
Aradia is unpredictable, and we're not going to kill our guest's mother in front of it.
You're assuming it wants to behave.
That's consequences if it doesn't. It could be very useful in the fight against the socialization of America.
It sure could be.
We'll have Jenny soon. Hey, heads up. There's someone who wants to talk to you.
If it's the Union President, tell him where he can go.
I don't like this any more than you. And I really hate there's a good chance you'll walk away from all this. Till you mess up again.
Oh. No.
Ed.
Lawyer.
There's no recording devices here. Now, I know you don't trust me, so I'll just say things I don't want recorded. I lied about Jenny's eye to her. I wanted to see what else she'd forgotten. I am also responsible for two other break-ins into Roxdale's artifact vault. How am I doing?
Nothing you can't have erased.
I'll cut you a deal. I have a lot of sway with the police right now. You won't have a day of jail time.
Hunger's gonna let you hold its leash. Really?
Depends on how many more lessons it wants, and how many more connections to the cabals. So, a deal?
Let's hear it.
I get your records in the Justice Department cleared. In return, you destroy Aradia.
I don't care about Aradia.
Then this should be a short conversation.
I mean, she's not my concern. Hunger is. Killing Aradia does not destroy Hunger.
How do you know? It probably doesn't, but it stops another honored guest from manifesting. Did you hear all the buzz in the ballroom? Everyone wants their own. So when they find Jenny, they will incapacitate her. And then they will offer Aradia things that Aradia wants. You have a few more problems then. It'll start a new arms race. Every government can keep themselves in power for the right price. Populations will be made docile. Wars will become predictable. Maybe that kills more. Maybe that kills less.
Maybe they get to choose who is and isn't part of those populations. They can eliminate the concept of being queer. They can stick you in a kitchen with an assigned husband. Or wife. You know how this goes.
I know exactly. Every few generations we rise and then we're poofed away into the closet or worse. Unless you're in power. Well, you can stay closeted, but maybe I can do more good in power than not. Have you considered that when we go back to the racist, sexist Dark Ages, that money and influence will still matter? I am protecting me and mine, including Jenny. I know we'll never be together again, but I want what's best for her. She wants back in the game. When I am the game, she'll have a place in it. Do you believe me?
I do.
Do you want what's best for her too?
Yes.
Then forget Aradi. Banish her. Break her. Whatever. Aradi is bound to Jenny's glass eye. This will be a problem, but I've noticed Aradia never manifests when Jenny is asleep or unconscious. So you know what you have to do.
And if she can read minds?
Evidence?
Hunger sure can.
So do it quick, or don't think about it too hard. I'll give you a sedative. You can put it in her tea, her soda, her rum. Feel free to drink it with her. When she's out, I know a good doctor who will swap out her eye with another. She'll get over it.
What makes you think I know where she is?
Oh, please. You didn't come without a rendezvous point. You know exactly where she is.
Ask hunger to pull that from my mind.
Eventually. We're still working on that.
Ah, well. You're going to follow me then?
Oh, heavens no. Aradi will see us coming. We're just going to slap a tracking anklet on you. I know you could still skip town, but then I'd have to trust someone else to take down Aradia. And I don't trust anyone else, for Jenny's sake.
Do I have to say it?
Of course you don't. Put out your leg.
Hunger! Hunger! Hey, I heard you're looking for me, so I'm here. I'd call you something else, but you didn't tell me what. Hunger!
What?
Good, you're not busy.
You went all the way up the building beside ours just to talk to me.
It's a little more private.
I can expand over miles in your world. Going next door isn't a meaningful distinction for me.
I won't waste your time. So you're being judged by all the bigwigs over there.
Annette has made the point that I won't have a chance like this again.
So, what do the patrons do for the Cabals? They give. Inspiration, influence, means to opportunity, whatever translates to power. Now, what do? You take. You offer nothing but confusion and destruction.
They still translate to power.
You are their dog. They want to sic you on their problems, and that's it. You will never be more than a dog because you offer nothing, and you will always be hungry.
I am far more than that now.
Then prove it and change. Declare you're no longer a rapacious stomach.
You wanted me to eat the Cabals.
I didn't understand the stakes.
Don't lie. You are no different than the Cabals, and you are terrible at trying to manipulate me. I know my worth. Everybody starts somewhere. Every god has a creation myth. This is mine. I was recognized for my strength, and I was brought into the fold. I was tempted to leave and become... I don't know what you want me to be.
A healer. You could help PTSD victims by eating their traumas. There's a lot of trauma out there.
I can be both a healer and a destroyer. I like that thought.
Not the multitudes I wanted you to contain, hon.
Now at least I can tell the Duke where you are. All the gods want you and Aradia dead. They think it'll hurt my feelings. And it might. I don't know yet. But they have a lot to offer me. Joining the Pantheon. I even get my own name.
You speak with Roxdale at all?
The man without a patron? A little.
Did he mention how I broke into his vault?
No.
You understand, electronics and deities don't see like humans do. You aren't limited to the narrow light spectrum we perceive, and you don't process it like our brains do. I'm just saying, Ed's crew has a projector that can fake a person's biometrics. Like Roxdale's.
You're not here.
The projector is.
You're not here.
I am giving you a choice.
I'll find you.
Good luck.
The heck?
You have to go.
You said this room was safe.
It is. I will tell you more when you are safe and out of the city.
How'd you get away?
Annette made a deal for me. Look, everything SPD told me is true. They want Aradia gone. Annette wants you okay.
Hey, calm down a second.
All right. Mix me a drink.
Sure. So we run and fight another day.
Annette will tell us who wins the bid. She'll be gloating over it.
I don't know if there'll be another fight after this.
There's always a new fight.
Not if it gets too big. When it was just me, Aradia, and Hunger, that's two against one. Great odds. But now, I don't know what she's teaching it. And now it's being inducted into the Pantheon? Wow. This is a lot for me to fight.
I've got your back.
Ed, you've been fighting the Duke for as long as I've known you, which is a long time. I look at that, and I think how long I'll be fighting with Hunger, and everyone who backs it. That's a lot, and I'm burning out.
We have solidarity, comrade. People will rise when they see how bad it's getting.
Except they won't see it. By the time they notice, Hunger may have eaten the right and wrong of half the population. I don't see a good path ahead. I'm this close to settling down in a good forest commune with Aradia. Maybe make some glass art on Etsy. Stay out of the limelight. I don't want any of us killed.
I don't know if that's an option.
It's true. Someone will always be at your door, begging my mother for a sibling.
How'd you find me?
Ed's tracking anklet. Didn't he mention?
I'd never put you at risk, Jenny.
It's okay.
And you're right. All this is over. After the auction, I'll have my new name during my induction. I will then have one of many banquets.
Your name will be accursed. Your legacy will be a scorched planet.
I will not be an apostate exile like my mother. I will not be hounded all my days and cast out beyond time until some idiot pulls me back for a year or two. I will live and grow in ways she never did. No one knows how old she is. What if she's like a teenager? I want to mature, and I'm sorry, that involves living in this world for centuries if I have to. She's taken her own path, but that's not mine.
You're on the road to despots and death.
You had that choice. I started with nothing.
As much as you've eaten, you know it's wrong.
I had no concepts of this world. How was I supposed to do that with this freedom you gave me?
What are you talking about?
Shh! You never said that. I didn't know. The corrupt fed me better than the righteous. I don't need your justifications. I can be more than you.
You know who it's talking to.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't feel what the Duke did to me. How do I eat with him around? I don't see how I could have become otherwise. You abandoned me. How could I have reached out? I was a child. I don't care if you care for me. I was alone. That's not enough. You can't repair a wrong. No. No!
Are you there?
You feel that?
It's gone. You're right, kid. She's a real piece of work.
Hey. Have a drink.
Oh gosh!
I told you, to get lost.
I gotta get you to the Harborview ER.
Listen. You're going to get away. I did this, so I don't know where. You're gonna call this number. My people are gonna come for me and free me from this ankle bracelet.
You have done too much for me to let you go.
That's an order. I'm not gonna be awake much longer.
I can't lift you.
Goodbye.
Frick. Frick. Ed? Hey, Ed. Ed.
Bidding will start soon.
Very good. We'll start this bidding at 10 million and 1 month's banquet. Do I hear 10? Thank you. 11 million. Thank you. Do I hear 12? Thank you. 12. Thank you. 15. Do I hear 15 and 2 months? Thank you. 20? 20 million?
Hello, Annette. Honored guest. Everyone.
Hold.
You're probably wondering what I'm doing here, in a space where neither of us are wanted. I know half of you want me dead, and the other half want Aradia banished. So, you know, this is pretty bad for me.
Security, please escort her out.
You know that's not going to happen. I know this is the end of the line for me. I could have run. But I didn't. I'm here if this is the last thing I do.
What's your game?
Well, Ed drugged himself. I figure he was told to drug me. But you know how bad he is at following directions. So I sat over him, and I cried. I cried for a while. And you know what happened then? Nothing at all. Which I thought was kind of weird, seeing as half of you want me dead, and the other half want Aradia banished.
Don't say it.
I wondered why our honored guest didn't tell anyone where I was. You were there, weren't you? We spoke. You talked with your mom, maybe for the first time.
She's lying.
Am I? I gotta say, there's deities in here who have seen what a lie looks like for hundreds, thousands of years. Is that me? Or you?
Did you let her go? I had a lot to think about.
Untrustworthy. Doesn't obey. The Pantheon is convened. This little one doubts its purpose. It is not dependable. It is useless.
I trained weeks for you!
The Pantheon has moved to adjourn these premises.
You can't! I need my name!
I'd better not see you around again. Stay clear of my cities.
They're all gone!
Let's get back to the auction.
Jenny, I will find a way to eat you. I will destroy whatever holds you to this world.
Now you can grow. Nothing holds you back.
Into what? A healer? I want to eat. Who wants to feed me?
20? Do I hear 20?
I know you want to bid for me. You're just... I'm a bit scared too.
15 million!
Settle down.
Why would they settle down? Their patrons are gone. There's no one to stop me. There's nothing they won't give me now.
20 million.
Stop with the money.
190.
You
peril. We need to get out of here before it consumes us.
I will help you start your own cabal. I'm so glad. At your earliest convenience.
Real Tourniquet, Episode 6, was written, directed, and edited by Alicia E. Goranson and performed by the Not Ready for OPSEC players. Starring Soleil Golden as Jenny, Sarah Frost as Annette, Ed Astra as himself, Roel Fizzlebeef as Hunger and Bitter 2, and Robert Sangria Douglas as Roxdale and the Thin Blue Duke, featuring KC as SPD, Cleo Hinson as Trisha, Michael McAfee as Bitter 1, with Dee Arbakoskis and Sam Wolf as the crowd. The show's theme was composed by BitBlush, and the show's artwork is by Charles Schneeflock Snow. The script reviewers included Michael McAfee, Salem Starship, and Space Wastrel. For more information about the show, see our website, brittletq.com. Thank you for listening. Please continue fighting for trans rights.